Summer storms can knock out your power for days, but not if you win this incredible generator package from our friends at Gentent and Westinghouse. No purchase necessary. Enter now for your chance to win a Westinghouse 6,500-watt dual-fuel portable generator with CO sensor, plus a full Gentent safety canopy kit, clear apron, storage bag, and 30-amp extension cord. Total value over $1,900. Go to aroundthehouseonline.com or gentent.com/giveaway for full official rules and to enter today. Sweepstakes ends July 13th. Enter now. Stay powered up with Around the House.
From coast to coast, it's the nation's number one home improvement radio show and podcast with certified kitchen designer Eric G. and co-host John Dudley. A former contractor and online technology expert, delivering real fixes, smart tech, and trusted advice. Remodels, repairs, energy savings, smart homes, DIY. We've got your answers. Happy 250th birthday, America. Let's get to it. It's Around the House. Dive in and get inspired.
Welcome to the Around the House Show, your trusted source for everything about your home. Thanks for joining us today. We've got the band back together. John Dudley, good to see you. Wendy Glaister, welcome back to the show.
Hi, guys. It's so good to see you. Thanks for having me. I'm excited about this.
This is always much fun. And I'm going to steal that line from Johnny before he uses it.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, we are going to talk about today one of my favorite subjects, outdoor living spaces. Yeah. And this is just, to me, the ultimate fun. It's the cheapest addition you can do to your house to gain living space, no matter almost where you're living. You've got a little bit of time, at least, that you can be outside. And there are so many things you can do, and the world is your oyster when it comes to great design and your imagination.
It's true. There are so many fun things that you can do, and you can develop so many hobbies and pursue so many interests out there and have so much fun. Of course, I'm spoiled because I live in California, so it's pretty much four seasons living here, but I try to maximize that.
There you go. It's kind of like John in Columbia. There's four seasons there too, but it's all the same season.
Exactly.
Every day, 78 and sunny. It might rain for an hour in the afternoon. That's about it.
Oh, and that sounds like great weather.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's morning then when I
sit about 10 degrees. That's it.
Nice. Amazing. So Wendy, you just won a big award here fairly recently on an outdoor living space.
Did, and it was really fun. I won for ASID and in KBA, and I couldn't believe it. I was so thankful.
You won both. That's hard to do. Nice.
When your clients do everything you suggest and they never say no to you, honestly, you couldn't ask for more, right? So
absolutely.
Nice. It was so fun because they had this big, huge, beautiful home and this huge backyard, but it was very underutilized. And the layout of their, because they had a pergola out there, but the way it was laid out was strange. And they had bats that had made a little home over their outdoor kitchen. And
cool, it was not healthy.
No, the guano's not good. Not good in hamburgers.
Good for the plants, not good for the food.
So we gutted the whole thing and started over and put in this huge, beautiful linear fireplace, a fire table that was custom built by Nick Heckendorf at Metalcraft, which was gorgeous. Big, huge sitting area with furniture that really sits like a real sofa. Lee nice. Industries has an incredible line of furniture and they do that. And then this gigantic double island outdoor kitchen with a Alpha pizza oven and all the cooking stuff and refrigeration and the sink and storage. And it was really fun. And then we did a putting green, put in a pickleball court, did all new lighting and landscaping. It was so fun, and lit the whole thing up with my nice. Friend Carrie over at Phillips Lighting. So it was awesome. So many fun things.
Wendy, furniture outside has come so far in the last decade.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to like fabrics and design and stuff like that. I mean, talk about kind of the, I'm just going to use the brand name because a lot of people know it, like the Sumbrella type fabrics that can take the abuse, and that red couch will still look red in 5 years instead of pink.
Yes, it's really, really changed. And there's also Inside Out, which is one. And Krypton also has some indoor outdoor furniture or fabrics. I really got to know the line Lee Industries when I went to High Point with Tom Slater. And they have this really cool, it's marine grade furniture. And they had this experiment where they dipped it into this soggy bog in the South for 30 days. And then they pulled it back out with this crane and used a power washer, and it came perfectly clean and white again. And when you
let go.
And when you sit in it, it sits like a really nice high quality sofa, not like outdoor furniture.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the outdoor furniture, and I made this mistake in our first big, pretty outdoor backyard situation that I did. I ordered it all online, the sectional one, and it hits you right in the middle of your back. So there's not a very high back, and there's not
it's really one layer of white foam, right?
And it's just so uncomfortable. And it looks great, but I could not get my husband to go out there and sit with me. I was so frustrated because I'd worked so hard on that, but it's really uncomfortable stuff. So this Lee Industry stuff, the warranty is incredible. It's all aluminum, and the foam wicks away the moisture, and it's fantastic. So I've been using that primarily in all the different outdoor spaces we've been doing, because thankfully after we won that award, we've been asked to do a lot more outdoor, which is fun for me. So there's just so much opportunity. And to treat the backyard in like zones, just like you would in your home. So there's a cooking zone, and there's a lounging zone, and there's a games zone, and there's a water feature, and the lighting that you choose. And there's so many opportunities to do really fun, creative things that completely transform your outdoor space.
And there is so much planning that has to go into this. And we've talked about it before, but it is the necessary thing, because here's the thing. I think this is what's different from an outdoor space from an indoor space, is that space will always be transforming, in that plants will be growing, bushes will be getting bigger. So things change. And so you have to account for that with lighting. You have to go, okay, this tree that I'm planting or this shrub is going to be 4 foot taller in 5 years, right? Uh-huh. So you've got to plan all of that stuff in there. And there's nothing worse than getting the project done and going, oh, we didn't run the wires for the lights.
No.
We see it all the time, but it's that lack of preparation and planning that gets you kind of burned in a little bit.
There's certainly different ways to go about it. You can do a wildly high-end area like the one where we won those awards, or you can do it more on a budget and just inch by inch, it's a cinch sort of a thing. And so like, for example, the fire table that was so fun in that space, you can get a really great little propane powered linear fireplace that you can put on top of a dining room table outside. And it has such great ambiance, but it's not tens of thousands of dollars. So it's not like, if you don't have a ridiculously huge budget, that you're precluded from enjoying a really beautiful backyard space, because you can make that happen. You just have to get kind of creative and be willing to try little different things until you arrive at where you want to be.
I mean, when I did mine was just I started out with, okay, I'm going to build the covered space, and I built the cover and built that, kind of did a really cool mid-century kind of feel to it. And then I was like, all right, got the kitchen in. And then I went, no, I want to put a pizza oven too. So I did a little cover addition that I could do the outdoor pizza oven in. And of course, I didn't go get like a uni or one of those kind of things that you do. I just went, wow, okay, I'm going to build my own pizza oven.
Oh, wow. That's cool.
So I got a kit. We actually had him on as a rerun over the holiday here and had him on there, but it was from the pizza brick company. But yeah, so anyway, super cool kit. And they send you all, it's an 1800 pound pallet that shows up, and you put it together. And this wasn't the brick one, but it came with fire clay kind of sections you built the dome out of. But
almost
it
like
was
a
40-hour build.
Wow. That's great. So it was wood operated?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And yeah. So you had to build the base. The base was, I built heavy duty because you're putting 2,000 pounds of stuff on it. Mm. And I actually built that. I built a huge, like 8-inch thick footing for it. And then I built a steel studded wall to hold it up.
To find out more, head to aroundthehouseonline.com. We will be right back with more from Wendy Glaister after these important messages.
Hey guys, it's Eric G with Around the House. If you're looking to upgrade your home with beautiful stone, check out Evolve Stone. This premium composite stone veneer is proudly made in the USA. It's lightweight, cuts like wood with ordinary tools, and installs fast with a finish nailer, giving you that high-end masonry look on siding, fireplaces, feature walls, outdoor kitchens, and more. It stands up beautifully to UV, freeze-thaw, and tough weather anywhere. We just celebrated their fantastic Made in America heritage in our latest episode, so make sure and go back and listen. You'll love it. Right now, use promo code ATH26 for a free sample sent right to you. Visit EvolveStone.com today and tell them Eric G sent you. Hey guys, Eric G here. Whether you're camping, tailgating, or running backup power near the RV, weather can change fast. A generator still needs to run outside, but rain and snow can put your power plant at risk. Gen 10 helps protect your portable generator while it's running, without blocking airflow or access to controls. Keep your power ready for the trip, no matter the weather. Visit gentent.com/Eric G. While you're there, make sure and use promo code PREPARE for $25 off any Gen 10 kit through July 4th.
Welcome back to this Independence Day episode of the Around the House Show. If you are just joining us, we are talking outdoor living design with renowned designer Wendy Glaister. Now let's get back to the program.
And kind of made this H pattern so I could have firewood storage and did that.
Oh, yeah.
And I tell you what, if there was ever a hurricane or a earthquake through there, the safest place in that house is under
climb
into the wood storage area of the pizza oven, because nothing's going to hurt you in there.
No.
The problem with pizza ovens is, though, then you dive into the whole craziness of I'm building my own. It's the world of making pizzas. So now all of a sudden you dive into the pizza oven thing, and that is its own deep dive and skill set that it takes.
Yes. Did you perfect the dough and getting it in that you, okay. Cause I still haven't, we have a dual fuel pizza oven and I really appreciate that because we don't always have time on a weekday to heat it up with.
So here's the secret. Let it sit on the counter for 4 or 5 hours. It needs to be room temperature when you do it.
Okay.
If you pull it right out of the fridge and try to do something with it, ain't going to happen.
It's like bringing a steak to room temperature before you sear it.
So you need to let it sit out there for 3 or 4 hours and get nice and warm and take it out of the plastics because it's going to be tight in that plastic. But kind of release it, put it in a lightly floured mixing bowl and just cover it and let it just rise again in that and get a room temperature. And then you could make a large pizza out of that. But if you do it then, you're going to have this thick crust when it's cold, this thick crust weird pizza that you can't get the dough. It'll always shrink back. It's all about keeping that.
Okay. Because my pizzas end up looking like calzones because I flick it in there and it just flops over on itself and makes this terrible mess. And so I've been kind of discouraged. So I'm like, okay, so leave it on the counter, room
and then practice.
Yeah.
Jump on Instagram and start following a couple of the pizza makers on there. They'll show you how to make their own favorite dough. You can go down the rabbit hole.
I have that 00 flour from Italy.
That's the right stuff.
And I didn't want to waste it. So I thought I need like a weekend when I can devote myself to this craft.
Yes.
But now that we've moved, the pizza oven, it's like an open air party barn. No. And there's even a chandelier, which I think is funny.
This is awesome.
So we've got it all set up with this big stainless steel work table and the pizza oven and the propane and all the stuff. I'm excited to get going on that. We're going to have all of our neighbors from the other house come out and do a big pizza party.
Be warm.
There you go.
That was John Wayne's idea with the cow on the balcony.
See?
Just bringing them up to room temperature.
So when you built your outdoor kitchen, Eric, did you do like a steel frame? Did you? What kind of material did you guys use?
It was wood, but I built it stout. So I did 12 inch on center, and I think I did 2x8s that were 8 feet long and then had another header. And I really built it so you could literally park a truck up on it. So, pizza oven was not on the deck. I put that right into the ground off to the side of it. So that way it worked well that way.
Yeah.
And a lot of the composites, they want 12 inch on center anyway. So it wasn't that big of a deal, but I just made it heavier duty because I had L-shaped bar that was raised at 42 inches that had slab porcelain on it. And so I had some stuff. I tried a couple different countertop materials out there. So I used paper stone down on the working surface, and in the bar area up top I used that was more exposed, I used the slab porcelain.
Interesting. So we use either sometimes natural stone if it's shady, or Dekton, that ultra compact surface that Cosentino makes.
I can't really use because we freeze in the wintertime. So if I use a natural stone that's not sealed, that could kind of blow out.
Yeah.
So I knew I wouldn't stay on top of sealing that, right? Probably because it's.
Even if you did in the Northwest, no.
So
it's a rough
one. The cool thing with the slab porcelain was that I had pictures of it with my temperature gun and the sun before I built that cover where it was 120 degrees on that surface. And then I had pictures of it with freezing rain where there was an inch and a half of ice wrapped around it.
Really?
And it looked perfectly fine. Really,
but that also requires a different kind of fabrication, right? It's almost like...
It's like granite.
Oh, it is.
Ton. Okay. Slab porcelain, whatever you want to call it. And that was they only had it out for a few years, but I was the launch customer basically for DuPont's version of that.
Okay.
And then all of a sudden one day it was off the website and gone and nobody was speaking of it. So I don't know what happened.
Interesting.
How those things go.
We did a really fun one where we did the frame for the kitchen in tubular steel.
Nice.
The square tubular steel. And then we did laminated glass.
Ooh. Oh, nice.
That was really fun. Because my husband's a glass and storefront guy. And so I convinced him to do this experiment with me. And it was so pretty and sleek. And it was funny because in the beginning, actually it was my dad's idea because I was trying to figure out what to do. And he said, just use glass. I talked to my husband about it. I said, but isn't it going to get kind of yucky-like? And he goes, well, all these skyscrapers downtown are all glass. It's made to work outside.
Yeah.
So it did. It looks really, really pretty. So if you have a really high contemporary space, that's sort of fun.
That's cool.
I love it.
That's
my favorite.
Yeah, that's
looks really good. Cool. It looks good.
I'm a big contemporary guy, and anything glass I love.
Yeah.
Yeah. The coastal house, I want the entire front of the house just glass.
Oh, perfect.
The other thing that I realized too when I was doing mine, and it was a mistake that I made because I had been a charcoal cooking person.
Oh yeah.
And then all of a sudden I went, I'm gonna add a natural gas barbecue. So I had to army crawl underneath the entire deck that was like 18 inches high to install gas out there. Yeah. And it wasn't as fun as what I wanted to be, but I got it done. But it was definitely this is tight and there's lots of spiders under here kind of thing.
Oh, no. Yeah. Spiders find me we don't get along.
Yeah.
But it is true.
Yes.
And I think even if you run the utility out there and you decide not to use it, that's fine. But at least you have it.
Yeah.
Even with water and drains. And I mean, you can use a French drain to some degree, I guess, in an outdoor kitchen, but you really have to monitor that and be careful. So I think if you're really going to enjoy this space and you know you're going to use it a lot with your family and your friends, it's worth the investment to do it right the first time because people just really enjoy it. And I think it honestly adds so much value to a home. And I don't know if there are really studies on that. I know that kitchens and master bedrooms sell a house, but I think outdoor spaces more and more can contribute to that as well. And
so that, nice. Considering I had cameras on my house that we talked about. So Everybody walked out of there and went, I think we need to buy this house just for the outdoor kitchen and the bathroom.
Oh, neat.
Now that's so huge. And your place looked like a fancy restaurant. It was super cool.
Yeah.
I mean, it was impressive.
Thanks.
Legitimately, well, the videos you shot with the barbecue guy, I was like, looks like they're cooking in, I don't know, something fancy.
Wow.
It kind of had a Guy Fieri backyard kind of feel to it with all the kitchen stuff out there, you know what I mean?
Oh, wow.
So it wasn't, we had these big trees and one day I was out there cooking a pizza and I couldn't get it on my phone. My neighbor got it, but there was a bald eagle in her tree that I could see it, but I couldn't just, it was just blocked enough, but I was sitting there watching a bald eagle flying around and landing in the tree.
To find out more, head to aroundthehouseonline.com. We will be right back with more from Wendy Glaister after these important messages. Let's sound that
fan that keeps us breathing. Beauty meets intelligence with Baldwin, engineered by Level Lock, where luxury hardware meets smart technology. All the timeless elegance of a traditional deadbolt. Now, with the smart system hidden inside the door. No bulky hardware, no visible batteries, just beautifully crafted solid brass. Unlock with your phone, keypad, or even a classic key. Let guests in remotely, seamlessly, every time. Advanced Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and Matter compatible. Powerful performance without changing how your door looks. Security, convenience, and stunning design working together perfectly. Baldwin by Level Lock. Luxury unclocked. Check it out for yourself at baldwinhardware.com/level or your favorite hardware showroom.
Around the House is sponsored by Instabid.pro.
How long does it take you to put together a contractor estimate? If it's more than 5 minutes, you're probably losing jobs to whoever gets there first. We built Instabid after losing a $13,000 job because my quote was too slow. Now, I generate a professional PDF estimate, real materials pricing, real labor costs for your zip code in under 5 minutes. Painters, roofers, all the trades. Let Instabid.pro do the hard work for you. Try it free at Instabid.pro. Use code ATH50 for 50% off your first month. That's Instabid.pro. Code ATH50.
Welcome back to this Independence Day episode of the Around the House Show. To find out more about the show, including our giveaways, head to aroundthehouseonline.com. If you are just joining us, we are talking outdoor living design with renowned designer Wendy Glaister. Now, let's get back to the program.
But I couldn't just, it was just blocked enough, but I was sitting there watching a bald eagle flying around and landing in the trees. I was like, okay, this is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. That's amazing.
But
science says you need to get outside. It's really good for your mental health to go outside. And yes, if you have a comfortable, pretty place that just so happens to have some of your interests right at your fingertips, that's a great thing. So it's an investment in your health and well-being as well. It's not just a kitchen,
oh, yeah,
or just this thing or that. Yeah.
Not just, well, and that's the thing too, is steak, Eric.
Well, here's and the one other thing that I learned too about it is that another mistake that I made, you can't add enough electricity out there.
No.
You can't have enough circuits.
It's true. Yes. Because there's something new and exciting that's going to come out that you're going to want to try. And you
by the time you put in maybe the ventilation for the hood that needs to be over your covered barbecue space, mm-hmm, you should have in there, to the refrigerator, and then you've got lighting and maybe some fans. All of a sudden, you've got 1, 2, 3 circuits maybe you need outside. And not counting anything else you're doing out there, like a hot tub or a pool or court lights for sport courts. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that adds up quick.
But it's worth it.
Oh, absolutely, it's worth it. No question.
Yeah.
There's a reason I cannot work in the house or I have to work outside or I go batty. I'm not saying it's done much for my mental health, but I do it anyway.
John, I don't know what's going to help that. So there's
been searching for years, brother.
But seven moves later.
And then the other thing that I realized too is so many things, if you don't do it right, for instance, if you're working on builder grade house, if you're working on that builder grade house and you're sitting there trying to make the backyard look good, many times the soil's bad because they put 2 inches of dirt back there on the rocks. You know what I mean? And you've got so many things that you have to fix. And you really got to plan that stuff out first, because I almost made that mistake. I planned for it at the last minute. Happy I did, because when I went to go do the grass out there, I needed to bring in another 4 inches of dirt just to get it where I could put lawn in.
Oh, wow.
All of a sudden, your elevations are changing and things got really tight. Well, those elevations are key to getting that dialed in.
I'm just thinking AstroTurf and a mini golf course.
Dude, it works great. But this isn't AstroTurf from 1977. This is out of the back of your El Camino, Johnny. This is actually the stuff
that grass that grows
looks like
that.
Grass. Yeah.
Cabarito.
But there's one thing that I don't like about it, Wendy and John, both of you guys. It can be so hot in the summertime.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's hard on your pets too. So you need to make sure you have some shade for them, that's where
You know, if you have an 80-degree day out there, most of the time the grass, even in the sun, if you ran a temp on, is like 78. But that dark plastic just heats up. And my buddy's got a half acre of turf back there in his lawn. Looks beautiful. But it's smoking hot back there on anything over a 75-degree day. You can just feel it.
Oh, my gosh. A lot.
Yeah, it might as well be blacktop. It just feels like a parking lot of the heat. And so I guess they're coming out with better turfs now that can reflect that a little bit, which makes sense. And composites can do that a little bit too. When you're talking composite deck surfaces, you got to be careful. Some of those composites that you're doing are dark can do the same thing. I've always used a couple brands. One of my favorite is Moisture Shield on those super sunny decks, because that reflects heat. So if you actually walk across that deck, and I did this at my house because I had my main deck with that. If you walk across that and then stepped onto a wood deck that was kind of down around the corner, the wood was actually warmer in the heat than the Moisture Shield was, because it was reflecting heat. So that was kind of cool for those hot, sunny areas that just aren't protected. You don't get that hot surface. So the pets are great with that.
Even decomposed granite. I mean, then at least the water still goes through and it's somewhat tidy. It kind of looks like a winery, or it's kind of that Napa vibe that's so pretty.
Yeah.
It's just, you really have to kind of think about all the different implications of the different materials that you're considering using.
Cool.
And they built the frame out of railroad ties, U-ties.
We were just talking about
talked about that. Yep.
And they had to completely change all of that. I don't know why that wasn't a Wendy feature.
Yeah.
But that's really, really honestly kind of dangerous to have in your backyard with around pets and kids and all of that. Because is it creosote?
Creosote arsenic on the old stuff.
You don't want that in your backyard. So,
kids are speed on.
It's very 1976, right? My mom was like, I want railroad ties everywhere. Probably a lot of people, but not my mom or I.
Yeah, not the public. John used to live right in the downwind area of one of the biggest railroad tie manufacturing facilities on the West Coast.
Oh, gee.
And they were going around when that plant closed. It was a Superfund cleanup site, and they were going for dozens of blocks going around and digging up people's yards and taking the first 12 inches of soil up out of it to get the arsenic out of the soil.
Oh.
Because
that circumference had to be more than a mile, because I was on 30th and that was all the way in Ruston.
Yeah, it was Ruston. I mean,
they fanned out probably a mile and a half in every direction. I mean, luckily for them, right?
Yeah.
The ocean was on one side.
I don't know how many millions that cost, but that was a big project.
I understand my mental issues, Wendy.
Oh, it's okay, John. I live next to the Hanford Nuclear Reservation, so that
grew gardens and that's my excuse. Poison.
Oh no.
No. I'm just not a fan of railroad ties, and I'll go over to people's houses and I'll see, oh, see my new raised garden beds? And I'm like, you're eating out of that?
Just natural redwood is a great material. Yeah.
It is. Wendy, so here's something funny. You can't get redwood in the eastern U.S. at all anymore.
Really?
So our old co-host on the show, Caroline Blazowski, America's Healthy Home Expert, was trying to find redwood, and she's in New Jersey. It can't be bought. You really? Can't get it out
even,
there.
They couldn't even get it shipped from anybody.
She was going to write the check, and I gave her four different distributors, and they're like, yeah, we don't take it anywhere near that.
Hmm. Huh.
So, interesting. So
you'd have to privately ship it then, truck it over.
You would have to buy it in...
like a hotshot runner.
West Coast and throw it on a truck, right? Mm-hmm. And, becomes, and go that like route. She was like...
it's like moonshine.
Down and down, right? It's. I think they did something like that in the 70s with Coors Beer in the bandit folks. Action.
They're all about that.
Wow. I had no idea.
That's well, she was like, let's do redwood. Of. I'm like, oh, call these guys. They'll get it for you. Yeah. And then there, she just struck out. There was no place that she could get it without literally calling up California, Oregon, Washington, or even maybe Nevada lumberyard and saying, put it on a truck and here's my credit card for shipping.
Huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
And they find the wood ship from there, right?
Yeah. But on the East Coast, it's so like much more southern yellow pine and some of the cedars.
Sure, I get it. It's hard to get out there, but I just seem to remember that she had a hard time just finding anybody, not even just on the East Coast, but even anybody anywhere to ship it.
Yeah.
Right? Sounds like the West Coast is like, no, these are ours. We're the rest.
I mean, there's a limited supply at some point. But
I lived in Northern California in Sonora and even above Sonora in these little tiny.
Lived in Sonora?
Oh, yeah. Twain Hart, Soulsbyville. Crystal
I have
Falls.
A cabin in Twain Hart, and Sonora is like 45 minutes from my house. That's so funny.
Yeah. Third and fourth grade, I was a kid, right?
We'd like, that's a lot of fun outdoor living.
In the mountains, volcano rocks, and all that
stuff.
Catching lizards and snakes and riding BMX bikes.
There you go.
That's cool.
One of the things with outdoor cooking and outdoor living is, I think one of the most important things before you even start is figuring out what you want to do out there. How are you going to cook? Is this going to be a roll around, stand around barbecue? Or are you going to build something in?
To find out more, head to aroundthehouseonline.com. We will be right back with more from Wendy Glaister after these important messages. Around the House is sponsored by Instabid.pro.
How long does it take you to put together a contractor estimate? If it's more than 5 minutes, you're probably losing jobs to whoever gets there first. We built Instabid after losing a $13,000 job because my quote was too slow. Now, I generate a professional PDF estimate, real materials pricing, real labor costs for your zip code in under 5 minutes. Painters, roofers, all the trades. Let Instabid.pro do the hard work for you. Try it free at Instabid.pro. Use code ATH50 for 50% off your first month. That's Instabid.pro. Code ATH50.
Summer storms can knock out your power for days, but not if you win this incredible generator package from our friends at Gentent and Westinghouse. No purchase necessary. Enter now for your chance to win a Westinghouse 6,500-watt dual-fuel portable generator with CO sensor, plus a full Gentent safety canopy kit, clear apron, storage bag, and 30-amp extension cord. Total value over $1,900. Go to aroundthehouseonline.com or gentent.com/giveaway for full official rules and to enter today. Sweepstakes ends July 13th. Enter now. Stay powered up with Around the House. Welcome back to this Independence Day episode of the Around the House Show. To find out more about the show, including our giveaways, head to aroundthehouseonline.com. If you are just joining us,
We are talking outdoor living design with renowned designer Wendy Glaister. Now, let's get back to the program.
But then it preserves the, I don't know, the beauty of it. And also for the long term, things don't wear down so much too. That doesn't get rusty as much. So that's kind of the fun thing that we've just recently started doing. And I'm excited about it because it being in the valley and surrounded by ag, you kind of need to prepare. So
I've got a trick for you that I like to do. And what happens is you get the, you remember the, okay, so think of 70s fireplaces where you've got that coiled metal.
Yeah.
So there's a company called Cascade Coil, and they make those, and they're made out of coiled anodized aluminum. So you can get them in gold or matte gold or black, and you can put those up like a screen. And what's cool that it still lets the air go through, but that metal with the coils doesn't let water come through. So you could actually use it as a shower curtain. The water runs down through it. So you can still see through it. But you can pull them shut. The air still comes through. And it's pretty cool how that works.
Yeah, that is really neat. Yeah, really smart.
And you put it on tracks. They actually sell that for embassies to put on the inside of the windows to use as cutting the sun down. But it also, if there was a car bomb, would keep the glass from coming through.
Wow. And it kind of looks like chainmail, which is cool.
Which is kind of cool, too. But you get all these colors. So that was something I was going to do on mine before I moved. It was like just didn't get done. But that was kind of the next step was to put that up because now it's keeping the flies down. When it pulls out of the way, it just looks beautiful curtains.
Wow. I love that.
One of the hardest things, and you don't have to plan so much about this, Wendy, but for here in this area, you also have to look and go, where's the wind and the rain driving from?
Oh.
Here, it's one of those things when it's coming down, it's going sideways. So if you're in that situation, you know you got 5 or 6 feet of deck that was covered by 18 inches that's now wet.
Mm-hmm.
So I really planned because I had a sloped kind of a mid-century looking roof that I could do. And
smart.
It was cool, but the high side I had it in the on the way that rarely did we get the wind and the rain from. So I faced it that way so I could still get sun in. Mm-hmm. But the low side was the side that I had that had the most rain coverage because that's where the weather would come from.
For us, it's the really, really bad storms. The driving wind and rain comes from the south.
Yeah.
And so many times people want to put French doors on the south facing side of the house without a little porch, without any cover at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so tough because that threshold really is not enough to keep the water out when you're using a French door. And it's just, I hate to crush people's dreams, but it's much better than having your floor ruined or having window leaks.
Johnny, that's the thing though. I mean, you really have to get that figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And
orientation.
And just like outswing doors are a nightmare sometimes for outdoor living spaces. It sounds cool, but boy, those sure like to leak compared to other doors if they're not built right. So if you're going to put in outswing doors, just plan on spending 50% more than you probably would because you want something that's going to be designed for it.
Well, like with this party barn idea, and since Mark, my husband, does all that glass and storefront, I'm hoping to convince him to enclose the sides that are open right now with sliders and then it'll stay all nice and beautiful. You can use it all the time. And then the birdies stay out because barn swallows are darling little guys, but they are so dirty.
They are pesky.
You don't want that near your outdoor kitchen. It's like having the bats near your outdoor kitchen. Yeah. Yeah. You really, it's nice to be able to just enter a space and have it as pristine and as beautiful as when you left it and not have any little beasties taking things apart. So
absolutely. And then the other design stuff that I say is so important too is what's your point of travel going to be? Are you walking out? What's it like to get from the kitchen to the outdoor kitchen? What's it like to get from the bathroom to the hot tub? Let's talk about those things.
Yes.
Because that needs to be a thoughtful process.
It's so funny. And this is nothing against men. Please, not at all. But some men fancy themselves the grill master or whatever. And so I have had so many conversations with clients where the wife will say to me, Wendy, we got to get this nailed down. There's got to be storage out there for this thing and that thing and this thing and that thing. Because inevitably I'm going to hear, honey, I'm going to need a new plate out here when this meat's ready to come off. Like, you don't know. Like, you've been grilling your whole life. You're the grill master and you don't know you're going to need a clean plate to take that off the grill. Nope. When I had to leave my son's dad, my son and I moved in with my parents for probably 3 years. It was really generous of them to have us back in. But the first thing I did was I went to my dad and I said, Daddy, I want to learn how to grill so bad. I want to be the very best.
Nice.
And it was so fun. And we spent that whole summer experimenting on, he has a gas grill, a propane grill, not the charcoal. But it was so empowering to be able to do that. And to this day, just being able to walk outside and grill a steak or grill some chicken or grill a ham, whatever, for friends and family and neighbors, and have that confidence is so nice. And you do learn the better grills really are worth the money because they really are better. I did learn that.
Yes.
And I have my whole little situation all figured out. Like at the cabin, I have this little basket and I put everything that I'm going to need in it. And I am totally self-contained. And now I'm going to do it in the party barn because that just drives me crazy. And now I'm going to get my pizza dough right. Thanks to Eric. So I'm ready.
Secret.
You stinker, huh?
Of course.
So we do have those conversations with clients where I hear, please make sure there's a provision for this thing or that thing. And now after this amount of time working in the industry, I kind of know the list of how we can prepare so that everyone has a good experience outside.
And the other thing is too out there, and it's just one of those things that I always talk about is safety first too, guys. Mm-hmm. We've got to really plan ahead for stuff. If you're doing the barbecue, got to have a hood or something over the top with a covered ceiling because barbecues catch on fire. They get greasy. Yeah. And the last thing you want to do is fail at that. And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, now we got a problem because the roof's on fire because I didn't clean the barbecue right 6 weeks ago.
Or disposing of charcoal ashes properly.
Ooh.
I'm very risk averse. I had a client who was a retired firefighter. And he disposed of the ashes improperly, burnt half his house down that we had just finished.
Yikes.
Be careful.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, another product you should take a look at too for decking when you're working on stuff, Wendy, that's super cool. It comes out of England, but it's available in the States. It's called Millboard.
Oh.
So it is actually a composite, like a stone composite interior, kind of with some fiberglass built into it, but the outside is rubber and it looks like real wood.
Oh, wow. So anti-slip.
Super anti-slip.
That's amazing because that's always a concern too. You spill a little grease on something or kids are running around a pool.
Or the Pacific Northwest where I'm at,
ice.
Every January, February, you got a layer of slime that's on everything.
North facing,
Yeah, we get it. Green. It just grows on everything from the 4 or 5 to 6 months of rain, and it's horrible. So that's what happens. And that didn't get slippery. I had it for 2 years on my deck.
And, really?
And it's a self-healing finish.
Really?
So you can use the little trim stainless steel screws, send it, sink it, and you'd have no idea where that thing went.
It's called Millboard?
Millboard.
Hmm.
And it looks like they have some stuff, too, that is built. And they're not paying me to say this. I just love the product. It looks cool. But they have stuff that they molded that looks super antiqued. They bought floorboards out of a 1890s French rail car with square bent over nails and molded it out of that.
And I bet
it's cool. It's this price of most high-end or top-tier type products. But I tell you what, as far as the composites go, hands down, it's gorgeous.
Wow.
People will go, oh, that's a beautiful wood. What stain is that? And it's white oak.
Rubber. Looks
like you reach down and you're like, oh, white oak. And you touch
that's
it.
It's so like, smart.
Yeah. It's super cool. Well, Wendy, we are running out of time. No, I know it.
I'm going to write that down. I'm going to email myself right away.
Exactly.
Thanks.
If someone wants to have you design their outdoor space, how do they get a hold of you?
I have a website, wendyglaisterinteriors.com. You can also find me on Instagram, the same, and Glaister spelled G-L-A-I-S-T-E-R.
Wendy, thanks again. For John Dudley, I'm Eric G. You've been tuning in to Around the House.
Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Hey guys, Eric G here. Whether you're camping, tailgating, or running backup power near the RV, weather can change fast. A generator still needs to run outside, but rain and snow can put your power plant at risk. Gen 10 helps protect your portable generator while it's running, without blocking airflow or access to controls. Keep your power ready for the trip, no matter the weather. Visit gen10.com/Eric G. While you're there, make sure and use promo code PREPARE for $25 off any Gen 10 kit through July 4th.